Associative memory is, let's go back and look at the brain here for a moment. There is a little gland here in the breast of Isis. We call the breast of Isis. Your science has broken them down to two specific glands in the human brain. They are called the amygdala and the hippocampus. We simply only have showing here the amygdala. But the hippocampus is located in the same region. Looks like a horn coming into the brain. Now, the hippocampus and the amygdala work in the brain to prepare the sexual hormone in the body. In other words, the soul uses these two glands to determine sexuality in the child. But of the two, the hippocampus, which is not written up here, and it sounds like a hippopotamus, but the hippocampus is a fabulous gland that after the brain has experienced that synaptic flush when it talks to one another. And the synaptic flush means that it is that the neural synapses are talking to one another on the quantum level, and there's an idea occurs in your head simultaneously. There's no particular region, it's just there. After you have an experience, a brand new experience, you try to associate that experience in your internal file. And the association of that experience comes, the example at the beginner retreat was, is that you're walking along, sucking on a persimmon, and you're in bliss because the sky is blue and the wind is sweet. And you're walking through clover barefooted, and suddenly you have a sting on your foot, and your body is trying to break through the guarding at the door at all costs, screaming at the top of its neural lung, telling the brain, we have a problem, we have been attacked chemically. And finally it makes its way through, and you feel this pain that the brain records, and so you look down to try to see what stung you. Now we have the experience, and we're looking for an association. So you're looking around, looking wildly around while you're holding your poor throbbing toe, and finally you see the culprit as it buzzes off to find, no doubt, another victim. And so you associate clover, persimmons, balmy day, barefooted with a chemical sting, and that then gets recorded. The chemical sting actually causes the whole brain to be alarmed that there's something going on, something wrong. Since the sting itself is a chemical injection, you have a chemical reaction throughout the entire body. So what happens is the brain has been warned that its wheel has been damaged. And so it is looking around to find out what damaged it so that it can associate the pain with an object. That's how the brain works. So now we add the whole brain looks around with its eyes to try to see, and then it sees the thing. And the brain then recreates the image inside of firing at the neurosynaptic level, and you see the hornet. And the hornet then has visually been captivated, and it now has its own chemical signature. That chemical signature then is pulled out of what we call strand memory. We'll just make a strand here. This strand memory has chemical signatures in it that the whole brain experiences, but the hippocampus associates. So the hippocampus takes the experience of walking out in a balmy day, eating a persimmon barefooted in the clover, and then being attacked, that the hippocampus puts that all together. So the next time you walk out into the clover, you are going to walk a little more aware because you remember that the last time you did that, you were attacked. Now, this hippocampus then strings an experience along with a string of memory, an associative memory, of which the brain experiences daily. And it is the hippocampus then that, since you were a child, learning your mother and father's teachings, They have been associating you with certain experiences that produces an attitude. The attitude is nothing more than the presence of associative memory in the frontal lobe.